We'd love to say this morning that it's a joy to be here with you this morning. You just don't know what it means to us to have an opportunity to come. Appreciate Sunday school this morning and wonderful. Song service. Appreciate it this morning. Most of all, I appreciate what I've been able to feel. Daddy told us years ago, said, boys, it ain't going to all it's going to count when it comes down to the dying hours is what you've done for the Lord. That's all it's going to count. And I was there sitting there thinking, you know, those that know the Lord and live, tried to live for the Lord, their work is still going on. But those that died don't know the Lord, you never hear nothing about them. Amount to nothing. It pays to live for the Lord. I know I ain't done much for him or for nobody else. Feel low. Awful unworthy for the blessings of the Lord. But I hope and pray that when I gone that there'll be a few to remember a few things. I'll say this, the Lord ain't forgot me. Never will. I want you to pray. I'm going to read some scripture that I have, and I hate to do this, but I don't like to. I have to read some scripture that I've preached on before, and I might have preached on it here. I don't know. I don't keep up with where I preach what. Lord gives it to me. I just preach. It's all I got. But in 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, we're going to read some in your hearing this morning, and I'll say this, it's been a long time, if I have preached on it, it's been a long time since I've preached on this, but I may have preached on it here, I'm not sure. But it's still the Word of God. And Bruce said this morning, it's alive. You read the Word of God and over it and you think, well, I don't see nothing else in that. I done got all that's in there. Read it again. And you'll be surprised what the Lord will show you that you didn't never had never seen. But you pray that I can get Earl out of the way and get over in the Lord's hands. Starting in the 30th chapter, the first verse. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire. And he took the women captive that were therein, they slew not any, either great nor small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came unto the city, and behold, it was burnt with fire, and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captive, Ahinoam the Jezreelite, and Abigail, the wife of Nabob, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him because of the souls of all the people were gathered, were grieved, every man for his son and for his daughter. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abinathan the priest, son, I pray thee, bring me thither the ephod. And Abinathan brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered them, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. So David went, he and the 600 men that were with him, and came unto the brook Bezor, where those that were left behind stayed. But David pursued, he and 400 men, 200 abide behind, which were so faint that they could not go over the brook Bezor. And they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread, and he did eat, and they made him drink water, and they give him a piece of cake of figs and two clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again unto him, for he had eaten no bread nor drank any water 3 days and 3 nights. And David said unto him, to whom belongeth thou, and whence art thou? And he said, I am a young man of Egypt, servant of the Amalekites, and my master left me because 3 days ago I fell sick. He made an invasion upon the south of the Chertites, and upon the coast which belongeth to Judah, and upon the south of Caleb, and we burnt Ziklag with fire. And David said unto him, can thou bring me down to this company? And he said, swear unto me by God that thou wilt neither kill me nor leave me to the hands of my master, and I will bring thee down to the company. And when he had brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing because of the great spoil that they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and the land of Judah. And David smote them from the twilight even to the evening of the next day, and there escaped not a man of them except 400 young men which rode upon camels and fled. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David received his two wives, and there were nothing likened to them, neither small or great, neither son nor daughter, neither spoil, nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. And I'm going to stop there. I'm just a stammering around trying to read, but you pray this evening. I had a lot more in there that I'd like to read, but I get confused a lot of times trying to read. But you pray, and I don't know this evening, this morning, what we'll do with that and what we'll say from that all together. But I was reading some this week and studying it and trying to, and seemed like I couldn't get nowhere, get nothing to stick with me or stay with me at all this morning. I'll just say this right off the bat. The last 3 or 4 weeks, I've been in that shape. Just tell you the truth, I have. But anyhow, if I had a thought or something to stay with this morning, I'd like to ask you a question this morning. Have you been there? Now that's it. Have you been there? You might say, preacher, what are you talking about? Well, I'm going to say this morning, have you been there?
somewhere in that kind of shape this morning where you feel like, praise God, you can't get a hold of nothing, and everybody seems like don't care about you. You don't have, and never, you just in a down and out state. Have you been there? Praise God, I have been there this morning. I know what I'm talking about. It ain't no good feeling to get in that shape when you can't feel the Spirit of the Lord moving. Seem like to save your life. What in the world is going on? Amen. Listen, David was in that shape. Yes, he was. This morning, we talk and preach about David, and most of the time, we praise him. He was a great man, a man after God's own heart, and done many wonderful things. But David had got in that shape. We get there. Yes, we do. David, Saul had been after him and trying to kill him, running him all over the country. Amen, because he's jealous of him, tried to slay him and kill him every way he could. But God wouldn't let him get a hold of David. God had David one step ahead of Saul all the time. Amen. God had a purpose for David to be in there. Why you think we get in that shape sometimes? God's got a purpose for us being in that kind of shape. You might say, well, I don't believe that. Well, how else would he get you in shape to do the job? Praise God, he wants you to do without first getting you in that kind of shape. We ain't going to do it on our own. If he wants you to repent of your sorry ways, he'll put a load on you. He'll get you under such a load you can't bear. Yes, he will. Till you find an altar and repent and ask the Lord to help you. Amen. It's a fact. Yes, sir. We've been there. Every one of you been here, sitting here this morning has been there. You can't tell me you ain't. David was trying to run for his life, and he wound up over in the Philistines' country. He was a warrior, had 600 men. He is ready to fight. He just joined up with them, started fighting with them. One man gave him a place to live. Watched his life. David didn't do a thing wrong while he was over there with him. That man could trust David. Believe David. What David said, he could believe it was going to be true or so. He's going to carry it out. It come time. I don't know why David was over fighting with the Philistines. I ain't never figured it out altogether. If you know, tell me. I'd like to know. Listen, but he was over there, and they was fixing to go up to Jezreel, where Israel was at, the children of Israel, and fight against them. Amen. And the priest said, David, who is this Hebrew bunch of people? They ain't a going. You can tell them they go home. The man said he's been faithful ever since he's been over here. He ain't done a thing, praise God, against us, to fight against us. He's been fighting for you. Amen. And the Lord just let him go. He said, they said he ain't a going. We can get over there, him go to fighting against Saul and Israel. He loves to turn on us. It was time for David to go home anyhow. He didn't know it at the time, but he found out when he got back home. The Amalekites, if that's the way you say it, made invasion upon Ziklag, their home where they lived, and burned it to the ground, every bit of it. Got their wives, their sons, and their daughters, and carried them off captive down yonder in a far country with them. When David got back there, there was nobody there. And the Bible said his men and him wept till they had no power to weep no more. How you think you'd feel if you lost everything you had? You'd be down and out and discouraged just like David was. Huh? These things happen to me and you. I'm talking literally. If not spiritually. It's took everything seemed like we have. Nobody cares for us. Nobody cares. I might as well quit. What good am I doing? Yeah, we've been there. They got down and cried and wept till they didn't have no more power to weep. And you know what happened? The men rose up and started to stone David to death because David had them over there fighting. The Bible said David was greatly distressed. Yeah. Well, if our buddies and the ones we've been fighting with and running around with said, we ought to just kill you and stone you to death for what you've done. Yeah. You ever been there? When they blame you for everything that's going on, everything's happened, you're the cause. That's what they're telling David. But the Bible said David encouraged himself in the Lord. Huh? You know what I started doing the other day? Repenting and praying. Huh? Begging God Almighty to let me feel His Holy Spirit again. I didn't know why I was in that shape altogether, other than just my slackness. Laziness, that's what I'll say. What brutes teach this morning in Sunday school? Praise God about a garden. And if you don't work, you ain't going to eat. Amen. This is the laziest bunch I've ever seen in my life in the day and time that we live in. It's a fact. Ever planning. Chatsworth, Dolan, everywhere around here has got up hire and come on in. We need you. Can't even fulfill the number that they need to run the plant. Why? Because people's too sorry and lazy to work. It's a fact. And I'm going to get on your mom and daddies. Y'all the cause of it. That's a fact. Give them everything they wanted. They ain't never had to want for nothing. Ain't never had to work for nothing. You just give it to them, give it to them, give it to them. If they want it, you give it to them. No wonder they're lazy. I didn't grow up no such a way as that. My daddy told me, get out there in the field, young man, go to work. If he didn't, he'd get a hick and wire me out. I'd done what he said, not what I wanted. And they sure wasn't no money and no pay coming my way. I got to eat off his table, and I was enough. I worked hard all my life. I ain't scared of it. People wanting a handout today from the government. And the government's been paying most of them for the last few years. Amen. You try to give them a job, they don't want a job. There's a few things changed lately on some of them. Their money's been cut off. Thank God for it. Maybe they'll get out and go to work. Earn their keep. That didn't cost you nothing. I just feel like saying, amen. This is a lazy man. In the same way, spiritually speaking, I'm going to say this. Same way, spiritually speaking, people's got too lazy to read and study and pray. Oh. Think the preacher's going to give it to them on Sunday morning. He might preach you a message, but I don't know whether one of them you enjoy or not. But it's coming. You know, it's in what kind of shape we are when we get to the meeting, how we take the service. Where we enjoy it or where we endure it. Amen. It's our fault. I come to try to prepare myself and come that I can sit down at the table and eat. Well, I don't like what the preacher preached. Well, get your heart where it ought to be and you'll like it. I used to didn't like certain things that I eat now. Now I love them. My taste changed. Amen. Get your heart where it ought to. Pray God your taste will change. Yeah, we thank the Lord nobody else cares for us. Let me tell you something. The Lord cares for you. Yes, He does. If you don't believe it, read the Word of God from Genesis all the way through. And you see, if God, praise God, didn't bless His people and give them the very best. But His own conditions. Read about the children of Israel. How He told them He's going to give them a land flowing with milk and honey. A good land. Yeah, houses over there you didn't build, vineyards you didn't plant, everything else. Amen. Creeks and rivers coming out of the mountains, running down through all of this. Read it. It's in our Deuteronomy 8 chapter. Read it and you get home if you don't believe it. Amen. All of that he said he'd give unto them if they'd just obey him.
Amen.
Keep his commandments. His laws and his statutes. Huh? He gave them all that, told him he'd give it to them. And before they turned around, they'd done railing on him again. You ever ask, Lord, why in the world that happened to me? Why? God's got a reason. He said he sent the children of Israel through the wilderness to prove them and to see where they would stand, where they'd stand or not. It was there. For their benefit. It was for their profit, not his.
Amen.
Read and see. He sends me and you through these trials and things to test me and you. Amen. Amen. Listen, David, he was having a hard time. They was about to stone him to death till he got out, prayed God and encouraged himself in the Lord and told the boy to bring the ephod. He brought it. Amen. And he got out and inquired of the Lord about the matter. And when he inquired of the Lord about the matter, he said, shall I recover all? Should I pursue? And will I recover all? And the Lord said, pursue, because you're going to recover it all. Amen. All that we've lost, church. Pray God we can get it back if you'll encourage yourself in the Lord.
Amen.
All that stuff he gave the children of Israel, I know it was natural. Physically food and all of this. But it was a type and shadow of what's to come. Yeah, he supplies mine and your needs in this world of physical stuff. We all got more than what we deserve. Everybody in here say amen if he told the truth. But those types and shadows in our day is types and shadows. Now then, it's spiritually. He feeds me and you off of his bountiful table. We're set, praise God, to sit at his table and he even feeds us. If you think he don't love you and don't like you and don't care for you, why in the world did he die for you?
Amen.
It took his life and his death, praise God, to pay for mine and your sins. The blood of Jesus Christ paid for my sins, and yours too.
Amen.
And it's through his resurrection he give us eternal life, never to die no more. Amen. If you don't think he cares for us, if you don't think he'll do anything you ask him to do, ask him and see if he won't. If it's in his will, amen. Do you honestly think mama and daddy ain't going to supply their kids whatever they won't need? If they got the means to do it, they going to do it. Yes, sir, they going to do it. Well, the Lord cares more about me and you than we care about him. How he blesses me and you like he does, I don't really know and understand. I don't deserve it. But I'm proud of everything he's given me. Amen. I know I'm getting old, ain't got many more years to live here. You know what? Me and Dillard used to say, or Dillard said, we'd always say, as an old man told in Dillard this one time, and we just went along with it, and we still say it. You know, when you get old enough, you can say anything you want to and get by with it. So I'm old enough to get by with it. Amen. I don't worry about it. Listen. Lord's blessed me. I ain't got a whole lot of money and ain't got a whole lot of this. I don't want all that stuff. It's just hindrance anyhow to me. I like to have enough that I can pay my bills and get, if I want a steak, I can go down here and buy it. And thank God, God's blessed me enough that I can do that. I don't owe nobody a cent that I know of. Not one red cent I owe anybody. Amen. What I got down there on the side of the road, Lord's let me have, it's mine. And the kids will get it out rightly, and they better not fuss over it. If they do, I'm going to own every one of them. Amen. Listen, pray God bless me with it, and I'm going to enjoy it. I couldn't enjoy here last few weeks, shape I was in, but I'm going to enjoy my salvation. Yes. He gave it to me to enjoy. David got up. And his 600 men repented of what they were going to stone him and decided they'd go with him and help him. Huh? Ain't that what me and you had to do? How do we say I ain't a going or I'm quitting? And Lord, get a hold of us. Next thing you know, we find ourselves repenting and asking, Lord, forgive us for that thing. Huh? We've been there. David and his 600 men got up and headed out. They're going after their wives and their kids and their daughters. Who you think we got to fight for? Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Come on. It's enough, I'll say this, to make you get up off the stool and do nothing and go to work. Amen. If you ain't working for the Lord, shame on you. Shame on you. You ought to be. If the Lord lays something on your heart to do, you ought to get up and do it. I don't care how you do it and what you sound like or nothing else. If the Lord gives you something to do, you ought to do it. And He'd bless you for it.
Amen.
What did that young boy do this morning? If I understood it right, said the Lord had leading him to take over the choir, or the choir director or something. I don't know exactly what it was. And he felt like you ought to do it. Praise the Lord for you. Praise God. Just keep it a-going and God will bless you for it. David got up. I ain't going to never get through. David got up and his 600 men, they took off over there. Knowing God had done told him he was going to recover it all. They was going after something. What have you lost that you need to go after? Huh? We've all lost some stuff. 15th chapter of St. Luke, read it. Him that had 100 sheep, lost one. Wouldn't he leave the 99 in the wilderness and go search for that lost one that's lost? And when he found it, what happened? He rejoiced, called his neighbors in, and they rejoiced with him. Thank God, go get what you lost back.
Amen.
Woman had 10 pieces of money. She lost one, didn't she? Bible said she lit a light, and got her broom and went to sweeping the house. Amen. And she swept till she found it. And when she found that lost piece, pray God, she rejoiced, and her called in all of her neighbors and they rejoiced with her. What'd you used to do for the Lord and He blessed you? And something come along, got your mind off out yonder, away from the Lord. And you just sit down. Now you got all these old thoughts going through your mind. If you don't watch it, next thing you'll do, you'll quit coming to church. It'll start on Wednesday night most of the time. And then it goes to Sunday night. If you don't know it, it'll be on Sunday morning. You'll go laying out every once in a while. When you used to, wouldn't miss a service at all. What have you lost? The joy of your salvation. That's what you've lost. And you're miserable. Huh? I've been there. I know what I'm talking about. It do us all to repent of our sorry ways and laziness. Amen. This man had two sons in the same chapter. One of them grew up and said, "Oh, my portion. Give me my portion." Well, his father gave him his life. It was his life. He gave it to him. He left home. Went off down yonder in the far country. Spent all he had. And he got out. When he spent all he had, praise God, didn't have nothing. He lost it. Everything he had. Finally come to his senses. It'd pay us to come to our senses. There ain't nobody else in this world can help you in you in the shape you're in except the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's it. There ain't no need you looking nowhere else. Alcohol ain't going to help you. Drugs ain't going to help you. Running around ain't going to help you. Amen. It ain't going to do it. The only one that can help you is the Lord. And He can help you and clean you up and give you back what you had and more to go with it. They got over there and there's 200 of them. Men, it was so faint because they'd been in battle and fighting. Ain't no telling how long. And I guess they got about like I am. Might have had some age on them and can't go like they used to. I know I've slowed down some. But if the Lord lets me live to the 24th this month, I'm going to be 79 years old. And I know without a shadow of a doubt, there's going to be times that I ain't going to be able to go. But it's you that can. You get this. You that can. If you don't bring me back something, praise God, you're going to catch it. Huh? Amen. Craftiness coming to all of us. Yes, it is. Can't go like we used to. I ain't grumbling about my health and my strength and nothing talking about it. I ain't think, don't even think about that. God's blessed me. I'll just say that. To do what I do. But there's time coming when I won't be able to. These men were so faint, the Bible said they could not cross over the brook Bezor. And David said, y'all just stay here with the stuff. Hey, some old ones around the meeting house needs to just stay home with the stuff. Make sure everything's going on right like it ought to be. Amen. They got a job. They ain't quit. They still own the job. It'll be on the job till the Lord calls them home. Amen. Don't worry about them. If you can fight, get on over there and fight. David said 400 men went on over there. And they got over there and they found an Egyptian laying in the field. Amen. About dead. Said, who are you? He said, I'm Egyptian. Who are you, sir? He said, I'm fighting with the Amalekites or what they are, her name they are. I was fighting with them. And 3 days ago, I fell sick and they just left me here for dead. That's the devil of the world. That's the way it'll treat you this morning. They don't care.
Amen.
As long as you're working for the devil, he's going to let you work for him. But you get where you can't work for him, he'll throw you aside. He don't need you no more. Thank God the church ain't that way. And the Lord ain't that way. Amen. They got that boy up and they fed him. Amen. Some cakes of raisins. Amen. And a cluster of raisins. And give him some water to drink. He said, I ain't had nothing to eat in 3 days and three nights.
Yeah.
The Bible said his spirit revived in him.
Amen.
Huh? Come eat off the table of the Lord and see if your spirit don't revive. Praise God. It'll give you new life.
Amen.
Yes, sir. David said, can you carry me down yonder and show me where that company's at? Listen to what he said. He said, you swear to me by your God that you won't kill me and you won't turn me back over to my master.
Yeah.
He had enough of him.
Yeah.
If you had enough of the devil aggravating you, this old flesh of running your life, you can get help. Praise God, you can get help. That old boy, David said, I won't kill you, and I sure won't turn you over to your master. He said, well, come on, I'll carry you down there, praise God, and show you where they encamped. Some of the best Christian folks that we got, the devil had them wrapped up in everything you can think of. Some of the best preachers I ever heard preach was drunkards.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. When they come out of there and the Lord got them out of that shape, they was in, changed their life. Amen. They was ready to make, praise God, one of the scouts, the leader. One of the best army scouts it was, that little old boy. He knowed exactly where they was at down there. Amen. And they just followed him. One of the best hands we got, one of the best members you got, is some of them that's been saved from some of the awfulest stuff it's ever been. Amen. It's a fact. It changes your life. That little old boy's got his life changed. And he carried David down there and showed. And they went down there, and the Bible said they recovered all. All. Their wives, their children. And all the spoil that they'd stole out of all that country over there. And they brought it back home. And the 400 wicked men, it said, that went with David. Said, we went over there and fought. These 200 stayed over here and didn't do nothing. Just give them their wives and kids and send them on home. They ain't getting part of the spoil. And David said, we're not going to do no such a thing. Praise God, them that went with us and them that stayed over here, it's going to be parted alike. They all going to get equal amount. Amen. That's what I said. Y'all better not forget me. When I can't go, you better bring me something. Amen. We ought to help one another and feed one another. Where you get your strength, praise God, is from one another.
Amen.
David took all the spoil and divided among them 600 their part. Then he carried all the rest of it over to all them other countries. Read it. It's in there. All them other countries that they'd stole from, he carried them over and said, here's your present. I'm bringing back what they stole from you. It's yours. Huh? Willing to give it to them. He didn't need it. He didn't need it. Listen, when you get full from the Lord, you want to share it with everybody, don't you? Huh? You can't hold back a testimony if it's burning in here. If you do, you'll get the awfulest whooping you ever got in your life. Amen. You just got to get up and tell the church what the Lord's done. Huh? Huh? Ain't that what Susan done this morning? Just had to tell what the Lord had done. Did that feed anybody? I'm sure it did. Yes, sir. Fed me if it didn't feed nobody else. Share what you got and how the Lord's blessed you with others. And I promise you, joy will return. We've all been there. No, we don't want to admit it. Hardest thing in the world for this old man to admit he slacked up. He ain't been doing like ought to. Hardest thing in the world. What did I say this morning in Sunday school? It ain't no pleasure, no fun to get out plowing and hoeing in a garden and planting everything in the garden. It's work. It's work. And then you got to hoe it and keep it clean or the weeds will take over. Yes, sir. I had a garden. I planted a garden one time. And the okra's slow about coming up and it's getting that high and the weeds had done got that high. Well, it got up about that high before I could see it and the weeds had done got up that high. Yeah, I couldn't even hoe it. It was so weeds so thick in it. I had to get out on my knees and crawl and pull them up to save my okra. You know what happened? Dillard next door to me got his truck and went down there and hooked his boat up and took off of fishing and me in the garden on my knees. And the Lord said, you see, if you'd have got it cleaned out full, then you could go fishing with him. You've lost out. Now you might well just stay on your knees till you get it cleaned out. So that's what I done. And I got some okra off of it. But it ain't no fun. It ain't no fun. The fun part's when you sit down hungry, worked all day, and you come in and you got corn and okra and beans and tomatoes and cornbread and all that sitting on the table, and you sit down and enjoy it. Amen. It's worth all that work. Don't expect the Lord to give you nothing if you ain't going to give to Him. If you're too lazy to work, all I know you do, you just have to bag, sleep under a bridge somewhere or another without a home. That's a homeless person. That's a miserable state to be in. Do you know that? I'd hate to know I had to sleep every night on the street somewhere, wouldn't you? Well, they didn't nobody make them do it. They brought it on themselves because they listened to this mind. And it's got them there. Listen to your heart this morning. I'm going to hush. Come on, Randy. Why they get a song? I could go on for a while, I guess, but I thought I'd get on something else, but I feel like it's time to quit. Hope you got the message anyhow. You've been there? While we stand, sing a song. Don't know your heart. Don't know where you're at. Don't know what you need. But the Lord does. And I'll say this morning. It ain't only the Lord knows what you need. You know what you need. Amen. You ain't in the dark. No, sir.